Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to this special edition of 8-Bit Saga, where we do a kind of a Halloween-themed episode. If this is your first time listening to 8-Bit Saga, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to some of our previous episodes. We're only about 20 episodes in, so it's not a lot to have to like listen through, you know, not a lot of back catalog or anything like that, but we do recommend you start at the beginning. As a Star Wars D&D podcast that I'm sure you've heard us talk about on 8-Bit, Geek, we hope that you have enjoyed 8-Bit Horror Fest this year. Make sure to go get a t-shirt at 8bitgeek.threadless.com and pick up one of those before they are out for the rest of the, you know, rest of the year, rest of the season. You know, they're only going to be on sale through Halloween. I just want to personally thank all of the shows that helped us make this year possible, like BriFi, NerdFoo, Movie Films with Bill and Steve, and We Talk Games, and of course also Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. This is something that you know, I have kind of spearheaded the last few years, and it means a lot to me for all these shows to come help us out. So it's really cool. Make sure you go listen to their reviews on this channel if you haven't already. And like I said, please go check out 8-Bit Saga if you haven't as well. We also do something really fun with our show where if someone tweets at us using the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after them. So we have a named character in this episode, and that is Chaos Saint. That is who the character will be named after, as that person. You'll recognize it when it shows up. And just want to say thank you to them for tweeting about the show and tweeting at us and all that fun stuff. You can follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And like I said, if you tweet at us using the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. You can also find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and all the places that podcasts are available. You can also find us on Audio Boom with the 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on the 8bitgeek.com and all that fun stuff. We also have some shirts also available over on our Threadless store. So if you like it, you know, maybe pick one of those up as well. While you're getting the 8-Bit Horror Fest shirt, maybe, you know, Saga shirt too. We hope you guys enjoy this. This is a little bit longer than one of our standard episodes, but it's a lot of fun and spooky and gory and silly, and we hope that you guys enjoy it and you love the characters if you don't already. So it's time to start the 8-Bit Saga 8-Bit Horror Fest episode.
Are you freaked out?
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Mark wakes up inside of a half-destroyed Bacta tank.
Oh! Well, here I am.
give me a perception check. There you are.
It's 11.
11. Your vision is cloudy. You can't really see anything around you. Can smell smoke.
Is it that good?
No.
Is that bad? What?
No, it's like smoke.
Probably that bad bad.
It's bad bad. So you can't see anything.
You don't have to close your eyes in real life.
I'm trying to get into the mood.
You can see that there's flashing lights, but it's pretty dark.
I'm trying to use my force eyes.
Give me another perception check.
24.
Okay. As your vision starts to clear, you can see you're in a room. It looks like a med bay of a ship. You can't really feel the force. Your head is all cloudy and hazy, and you feel off, and you're not really sure where you are or how you got here. You look around the room, and you see your friends are in similar Bacta tanks. They're all unconscious, floating in the Bacta. You see next to you is another Bacta tank that is completely destroyed and open. There's nothing inside. No one inside.
Oh, shit.
But there is, on the floor in front of you, a dead body.
Oh no.
You can see on their body that they have been shot
With a blaster?
It looks like he's been shot with a blaster.
At close range, in the head.
Right in the head.
He's in an officer's uniform, a Republic officer's uniform. And it looks like he's been there for a while. His body is slightly decayed. But you can smell the rot through the smoke. The emergency lights are flashing. There's smoke filling the room. And there's the faint wail of the wail of the like the emergency going off just in the background. Just the and your friends are in the back to tanks. What are you gonna do?
I reach for my lightsaber.
It's not there.
I reach for my data pad.
It's not there.
You naked. Well, you're not naked, but
yeah, you discover that you are pretty much just in almost like a wetsuit sort of thing. It's just a tight suit that's just essentially acting as underwear.
Nice. I walk over to the other Bacta tanks.
Okay, you're going to climb out of it first? It's halfway destroyed. It's got to climb out first.
Oh, yeah, I'm still in it. Mm-hmm. So I get out.
Okay.
I crawl out.
All right.
Okay, and I search the dead body.
Okay.
Is there any
nothing keys? On him? Nope.
Okay. I go over to the back of the tank and try to release my friends.
Okay, you can see that there's no way to physically do it at the back of the tank, but you do see in the corner of the room there is a console. Which is
gotta get to the terminal.
Yeah, and it has power, but it's flickering also.
And so I sit there and, what would Willy Rowe do? Oh, look, a console.
A council?
A council.
So I walk over to it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really have any skills in this area. So I just start hitting buttons randomly.
All right, give me a used computer check.
Oh, goodness. Can you use the force?
Oh, God. Eight?
Nothing happens.
Okay.
You just keep trying.
I'm going to keep trying.
Okay, give me another try.
Let me try this again. 15.
15? You are able to open up one person's back to tank.
Oh, God.
So who do you open?
Well, I mean, it'd be cool to have, like, a friend who's, like, my number one fan and stuff. And that'd be cool to, like, roll with him. But it'd also be kind of cool to, like, somebody who knows how to do something from here. Like, that has, like, computer stuff. That's a tough choice. So I walk over to the back to tanks, mm-hmm. and I start pointing and quietly, heeny, meeny, miney, and I point at Willy Rowe's tank.
All right.
That worked out.
So you go back to the console. So you open up Willy Rowe's tank. You see the back to start to drain out, mm-hmm. and he kind of just sinks down.
And I just run over.
He starts to wake up.
And I'm just standing in front of him with my hands against the glass with a big smile on my face.
Yeah. So so the glass the glass door slides open. And you two you're feel a little hazy, like you just were awoken, you know, you just so right. You're kind of like what?
I have any can I at all tell how long it's been?
You have no idea. You two don't know why you're there or how you got there.
Why are we here? How'd we get here?
I don't know. I woke up in a broken tank and a dead guy's over there.
There's a dead guy over there.
Yeah, he smells like chub rub.
That's probably just chub rub.
Oh, okay. You're probably right.
How'd you get me out?
I did computer stuff over there.
Okay, could you only get one person?
I'll see
what I can do.
Yeah, here, let me help you out of the tank. And I hold his beard as he...
Why is I mean, you don't have to do that.
No, I got you.
No, it's okay.
I got it.
It's not all right.
Get out of the tank!
I'm getting out, but it's okay. You don't have to...
While you guys are having this little exchange between each other, suddenly their back to tanks, which are kind of like blue lit, they turn red, and they start... another emergency, and like at the console, there's an alert going off that the life support system is failing.
Oh.
On their,
oh, come on,
and you guys need to get them out
of
there.
Get over there!
I'm gonna do a thing on the console.
Okay.
I rolled 16.
What is your use computer? Is that with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can open one person.
One.
You can.
But I got a 16.
Okay, that's fine. You can open one person's.
And I look at Willy Rowe and I go, hey, I have a pretty good system of who to choose next.
I think we might just need to be quick about this.
Okay, we could cut it in half. That's fine.
I'm just do the person on the furthest to the left.
Okay.
That one is a 30.
Okay, so that opens the rest of them. So nice. Chub Rub starts to open first. His starts to drain, and he also floats down to the ground, and he starts to wake up. The glass door slides open, and then following that... Kale D-Bag and Sawbone. The same thing happens to them. And all of you, again, even now that you've been out of the tank, you still feel hazy and cloudy. Like there's just something isn't right.
Feels like that one night on Tatooine.
Oh, my head.
What the fuck happened?
The blast door to the med bay is sealed shut. You guys can try to use the computer to look at that and find some other stuff. Think KOTOR. And, like, how you can access other things through.
Are there lockers with our
can we
in the aid? Room?
Can we aid?
What?
Can we aid Ross on the used computer? Or
sure, if you feel like you need to.
Do we need to?
Question. You can. I mean, it'll only help.
I'm doing it. Is Chub Rub wearing the wetsuit?
No. No, you're like, just look like a wet dog.
Does Chub Rub have his translator?
No.
No translator.
Okay, I'm here. I know some.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know a fair amount.
You've worked with him. So be prepared to squeak,
yeah,
Daniel.
I'm working on my voice. It's going to be hard tonight.
All right, so what was it? What was your roll?
I got a 21. He got a 22.
Okay, so that...
He gives me like a plus two.
Okay. You are able to access that door, to open that door up. You also have access to the ship's like layout.
Okay. Do I have any spikes?
No. You don't. You have nothing.
We
you
got nothing?
I have
None
nothing.
None of us have anything?
Yeah, there's,
I didn't keister anything?
There's nothing really in this room.
You sure? Because I have beard wax in my pocket.
You don't have your clothes on.
No, but there's beard wax in my pocket.
I promise you there's not.
I can feel it, and I'm taking it out, and I'm putting it on my
It's body. Like a rogue That's feeling, probably.
Chub Rub's going to scoop up some of the dead guy and hand it to you for beard wax.
You're not going to use that.
Thank
you.
I use it to slick back my hair.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate it.
Can I use the force to try and sense anything living anywhere near us?
You can't feel the force. You, both of you, you and Mark Kenobi.
No, there's Kenobi.
I don't. What's he saying?
Look at him. He's using words.
Shut's fucked.
He's learning all the good words.
I just stare at him.
I'll just translate.
Shut is fucked.
Shit, is,
so
shit is fucked is what he said.
Oh, okay. You got force?
No, you.
I got no force.
Bruh.
So, yeah, like both of you just have this sense of just like emptiness. Like there's something very big missing from your life right now. Like you know it's the force, but you didn't realize just how entwined it was to your being.
I also feel that way.
I also feel like that.
What?
Because
my beard's not done.
Oh, because your beard's not done.
And because I'm hazy. I don't like being hazy.
Yeah.
Is there any wreckage of any kind? Like, is there anything like shards of glass or rocks or anything?
No, there's. It's just again, like the lights are flickering. There doesn't really seem to be any like damage necessarily. There's a couple of like blaster like marks on the walls and stuff. Like something happened here, but there's not like damage. There's not like just like shit.
Does the body have a belt or any boots?
No, it's like one of those weird jumpers.
Oh, no shoes even.
Sure.
I'm going to take one of the shoes and carry it like a weapon.
Okay. Sure.
If I find any roaches, I got this.
No. You're like medical booty things. All right. Will you guys remove the top layer of this map thing? It's like a 15 by 15 room with just the six bacta tanks. There's a couple of like cabinets and stuff too, but they all look like they've been looted and they're empty. There's no medical tools or anything. It's just...
No fire extinguishers or anything?
Nope. None of that stuff.
We don't have any weapons or anything.
Does anyone know where the fuck we are?
We need to get out of here. I yacked in that corner over there.
Do you think we can find the radio and try and contact PN15? Does the room have any smells?
It's a dead body.
You guys smell burnt toast?
It's dead body and smoke.
Let's try to find some weapons and some clothes.
That sounds like a good idea.
Because when you get to the bridge, you'll probably find a communications deck.
our equipment has to be somewhere on the ship. At least, I would assume so.
Yeah. Maybe we can find the force somewhere. Maybe somebody has it.
Maybe there's a force user that's, like, blocking your force use somehow.
Maybe we can get the fuck out of this room.
Is that something they can do?
Do you want to maybe... yeah, no. Give me another use computer real quick.
23.
Maybe. Okay.
That's a 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're standing there, and you kind of just look over the computer again, and an idea comes to you to see if you can access any security cameras or mm-hmm. logs or anything
about that.
Yeah. So
open that command prompt, Neo.
Yeah. So you open up the security cameras. And with, like, the map, you're able to kind of, like, see what you're looking at as far as... There's just a lot of corridors and rooms, and at the end is the... That is a loading bay. That is the deck, the bridge of the ship. Now, with the security cameras, you can see your ship there. Mm-hmm.
Our ship is in the loading bay, guys, so if anything, we need to get there.
Yeah. My ears twitch.
You can also see there's some, like, audio log or video logs.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't want to watch all those. I just, like, I click my way through them.
Okay.
And don't
a lot
them.
Of them are...
I'm just kidding.
A lot of them are, like, they say, like, corrupted, like, corrupted okay. files. Like, something's happened, but there is one that is playable.
I'll watch it.
Okay.
Get to play.
Everybody gather around.
You see a human female, and she is, like, standing in front of the console, like, looking at, like, you know, like, almost like a webcam sort of thing. And she's typing, and she says,
Day 6 of our transport back home. We just picked up another ship on the way back from Rusan. We just stopped and orbited Controlli 7 to pick up another team when we got a distress beacon. 2 and 4 days. How odd is that? Unlike the first ship, whose members all seemed to be knocked out due to a gas leak, this ship, everyone was dead. There was only one person left alive, and he was in a Bacta tank. That lucky soul, saved by the ship's life support system while whatever chaos broke out around them. We brought him back onto the ship and placed him in our Bacta tanks alongside the 5 from before.
You did it.
Suddenly, in the holo recording, there's this weird static, and the video goes out right in the middle of what she's saying. And all of a sudden, you just hear,
"What are going lock down?"
And then it statics back, and she's back. And it looks like she's still talking. She says, "What?"
Once they all wake up, we'll find out what happened and who they are. A lot of looters and pirates out here trying to find relics of the war between the Jedi and the Sith. We can only assume that they too are scum picking the graves of the dead.
And then the video shuts off.
Fuck me.
She's got us all wrong.
She was pretty hot.
There must have been a gas leak in our ship. That's crazy.
Guys, I think I'm in love with the girl on that video.
She may not be alive.
All the more reason to search this ship.
While we're all crowded around the monitor, I'm going to realize how soaking wet I am and do, like, a full body dog shake.
Okay.
And just get everybody wet.
Come on.
Just covered in, like, Bacta.
Bacta and, like, a little bit of the blood still on my hair flinging off.
It's in my mouth. It's in my mouth. It got some in my mouth.
I'm going to try and aim to get some of that on Willy.
Why? Don't.
Please
just
don't.
Goddamn disgusting.
I was wearing clothes last I fucking remember. These perverted assholes put me naked.
Put me naked.
You didn't have to shake. You didn't have to shake.
All right. So you're standing at the console right there next to the door. So you open up the door.
I do.
In the hallways and stuff, it's just very dark. And again, you see a lot of, like, blinking lights.
Cobwebs.
No cobwebs. Oh. But there's still that, like,
jump scare.
Layer of smoke that's just stagnant. Hazy, to keep using that word. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, stagnant smoke.
It's like, go back.
And you can see... lights are, like, busted and flickering, and there's still that, like, dull red blinking of the emergency lights all the way down the hallway.
Chubrobe is going to be sniffing aggressively everywhere we go.
Okay. All you smell, even when the door opens up, you just smell death and decay and smoke.
Is there any way to tell on the console what is setting off the emergency, or...?
No.
Okay.
Again, there's the computer itself is barely functional.
Okay,
so.
For sure. Yeah, most definitely. Right. So let's head down the hall, not me first.
I'll go first.
Give me the order in which you guys are going to be in first.
like Zoinks. Scoob and I'll take up the rear.
Okay.
What is that?
All right. So you guys, this is the order once you're going to go in. Obviously, you guys are a little bit bigger than like the hallway. It's a tight corridor. So it's not very big. It's about a little more than 5 feet across. So you guys can't. I mean, you can literally hold your hands out and touch both walls. So you have a little bit of space, but not. All right. You guys come to the first intersection. What are you going to do?
Roll perception?
Yeah, Ed, roll me a perception since you're in the first.
That is a 23.
All right. You come to the first like little intersection there in the hallway. You look to your right, and you can see there's a door there, but it is malfunctioning, trying to close and open. It's just not doing it, and there's sparking, and there's smoke filtering in from the other side. To the left, you can see just a long hallway with another door that's shut with a console next to it, as well as like another door along the side that It's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk towards the one with the console.
Okay.
The door with the console.
So you guys all walk down there. Let's say when you get to this little thing before you do, give me a perception check.
That is a 28.
A 28. All right. You see another dead body in that little corridor right there.
Oh, shit.
Can we search it?
Sure.
Can I sniff before we get close?
Sure.
Does it smell...
Smells dead.
Smells dead.
I too sniff it.
Can I loot it? Because I really like to loot.
If you want to try looting it, you can.
I'm all about looting.
Sure. Give me another perception check.
Ooh, I do have a trait to let me reroll.
Okay, reroll. If you want to, is you only one time a day?
Yeah, I'm okay with all that. Right. That was one. So.
Okay.
Okay, that's a 21.
All right, you walk up to it, and as you get close to it. It rises up real quick, pushes itself up, and it starts snapping at you.
Holy shit.
Let's roll for initiative.
Zombie.
All I can think about when you're describing the ship is Doom, for some reason,
yeah.
The video game. Like, when the doors were shutting, like, there's a scene like that with the sparks coming down.
Yeah. Ross?
Yeah. 30.
Third?
Oh,
fucking Christ. All right.
Money.
Yeah, 15. Solid. Solid.
25.
30.
Oh.
21.
All right, you two, whose initiative is higher?
Plus 13.
Mine's a 12.
All right, Ross is first, then Kale.
You mean Sawbone?
No, then Kale, and then Sawbone.
Sure.
Fuck you, Ed. I'm just kidding.
Would you even want to go first? You don't have any... Hey.
I'm going to make a life sciences check.
Okay.
That's my plan for my turn.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me your life sciences check.
That's a 21.
What do you say, Doug?
That is definitely a reanimated corpse in front of you.
Way to go.
You're looking at that, and you've never seen or heard of this before, but you know that thing is dead, but you know that it's biting at him.
I yell that.
That's dead, but it's biting at you. No shit, man. No shit.
Fuck,
no
fuck,
shit.
Fuck. That is a biological abomination.
So since I'm, like, right on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best to stomp it. Like,
okay.
I'm going to stomp it.
All right.
Do you have martial arts yet?
But isn't it standing up?
It popped up.
It popped up.
Oh, yeah, do you have martial arts yet?
I don't have martial arts.
It pushed itself up.
Martial arts makes it a D6.
Actually, can I run to the console instead? Try and open the console to get through the door?
Attack of opportunity if you try.
Ugh, I have no armor or anything right now. I'm basically a naked blue man in the hallway.
Yeah. Y'all really only have on like the little underpants
yeah.
that they put you in the back to tank with.
It is a D4 for medium.
D4 for medium.
That's what I thought, yeah. And then martial arts makes it a D6. You're just going to roll an attack to try and stomp him.
All right. You make an attack.
Strength and base attack.
18?
18 hits.
Fuck yeah.
D4 damage plus your strength and half your level.
9.
Okay, not a bad hit.
Not at all.
Not a bad hit.
You karate chopped the fuck out of that.
I stomped
yeah,
him!
You stomped. Where did you stomp him, Ed?
He was like.
Well, yeah, he's like standing up and biting at you.
I high kicked him in the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Brendan.
High kick to the
Where
face?
Else would it be?
Straight to the temple.
All right.
I took aim and high kicked him in the face.
You caught him in the jaw, and the little
did
bit
his jaw
of,
come off.
A little bit of decay. It didn't come off, but it's now completely dislocated.
Okay. So now at least when he tries to bite, it'll be like.
Yeah.
And then it is his turn.
The zombie's turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is gonna scratch the shit out of you. He misses.
Yes! I went, ah, shit!
Did that shoe that I have, is it like a boot?
Yeah, it's like a boot.
Yeah, it's like a boot. Hanging
with the
open.
Boot on his hand.
With the boot up his ass.
All right, fuck it. I'm just going to run up and growl and bite him on the face.
How? What is your bite damage? A D2?
It's the same as my punch damage is D2.
So D2, yeah, I mean, you should probably use the
you're
boot.
Small, it's a D3.
I was going to give you a D4 for the boot.
All right. I'll give him.
Makes sense.
If you wield it two-handed.
Yeah, you get double strength. You get double negative one.
I don't think
so.
I
does
want
that cancel
that.
Out? How does that work?
That's a good question. I think we just broke D&D.
Oh, we'll call it plus zero.
Just throw it at him.
Right.
That'll be more damage. I can. Yeah, actually, I have a better shot with a throw. Okay. So yeah, I'm just gonna throw a shoe at him. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done in D&D. I'm throwing a shoe.
Very well.
Yeah. 25 to hit with a shoe.
That's a hit.
Oh my gosh.
So 5.
Ooh.
Can someone toss that bat to me? I need that. Zombie's
just like, can you get
it? It bounces off his chest. It doesn't seem to faze him that much.
Can we shut the door on him?
That would be next useful. Up is Mark.
Can I move in between these guys?
Like,
can
push past.
Can I push past him? Okay. There. I'll push past.
If Sawbone will let you.
Sawbone, can I get in?
You let him go by?
Hey, can I get in there so I can get some of this damage?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. Swap spots.
The most polite conversation.
I know, right? What you going
to
do?
I'm going to attempt to grab it with both hands and smash its face into the ground.
It's just like multiple actions.
Oh, why?
Grabbing them by the head is one action. And then next turn is just making an attack against them.
Okay, well, I guess I'll do the boring thing and just stomp on its head.
Or punch it, or
punch
give it a
it.
Bow, or a flying knee.
Elbow drop?
You could do like a cool move.
I'll kick him. It's a 22.
A 22 hits. That's a D4.
That's 10.
10 damage?
Mm-hmm.
You kick it to death.
Yeah, you
or back to death.
Back to death. You kick it in the head, and just smash its head into the wall, and it just collapses.
Gross.
Like a watermelon. Just.
Hey, nice work, Mark.
Thanks.
Are there? Can I get one of those arms? Can I get one of the bones out of the arm?
Haha.
Sure.
All right. I'm gonna tear a bone out and get my shoe, and that'll be my weapons.
Okay.
I yak in another corner.
Anybody want a bone? Phrasing.
Cut yourself with the phrasing.
I'm new to this shit, alright?
They all just are looking at you very disgusted.
Can you check out that console, Ed?
It's yeah, sure. Let's check that console out.
Can you give me a
use computer?
Yeah.
28?
All right, you can see, again, the controls to open the door, as well as another set of video logs.
Cool. Can I peruse through those video logs?
Sure. Let's give me another one real quick.
That is a 20.
All right. So, once again, you're kind of going through, and a lot of them are short, and they just kind of look boring, daily medical logs and other computer logs. A lot of them are corrupted and stuff, but again, there's one that stands out, and it's that same... It's the same doctor from before. She's standing there, and she says,
Day 7, something weird is happening. The man from the ship that we found yesterday, he's gone. And no one knows.
And then, again, there's that static, and the video breaks up.
I told you he did it.
And you hear...
The. You. To. The. From.
More static. And her video comes back, and she says,
where he may have gone to. There's nothing on the security cams. Nothing.
And that's the end of her recording.
Like that transmission.
You guys are sitting there, just like listening to it, and will you guys give me a perception check?
Nat 20.
Yeah.
Nat 20, okay.
24.
All right.
18.
All right.
18.
All right, Jer.
21.
Nice. All right, so everyone who got an over 20, you all seem to recognize the voice that was breaking through the transmission, but you don't know how you know it. But you're like, there's that tingling sense of, like, I've heard that voice before. All right, and then you open the door, and you guys enter into what looks like a conference room. There's a table in the middle, a couple of chairs, like stationary chairs, and you can see there are two creatures eating the remains of a dead Republic officer on the far side of the room by the other door.
We can sneak past them.
They are right in front of the door.
I can sneak up on one and shank one if somebody wants to take this bone and clonk the other one.
If I hadn't jumped up in your arms, you could do that.
You wouldn't be jumping up into his arms. You'd be like having to jump down into his arms.
I jumped down into his arms.
Hmm. I'm going to hold the bone up to Mark and Obi.
Yes?
I sure wish I had another one of those bones.
Marble smash?
I'm not touching that thing.
More for me.
I mean, I'll take it.
Sawbone.
Sawbone took it.
Okay.
I took the bone.
All right. So they're still chowing down on their remains.
I'm going to sneak up on the one on the right and try and bash him right in the back of the head real hard.
Give me some stealth checks.
I'll take the one on the left. He takes the one on the right.
This is the most redundant thing that Sawbone has a bone.
I had a 19 stealth check.
34 for Chubrub.
Jesus Christ.
He's so sneaky.
He's the sneakiest thing.
You didn't even see him sneak up. You lost track of Chubrub, who was right next to
you. It's so dark in here.
What? Fucking John Cena.
What the what? He can't see me.
All right, you guys successfully sneak up on them.
Sneaky.
Give me two attack rolls.
All right, I'm going to stab one right in the face. All right. Okay. Right in the back of the
that
face.
Is a natural 20.
Oh.
All right. Give me... let's see what he does real quick.
Ooh. 24, and I get sneak attack, so they're flanked. Or okay. Flat-footed, yeah.
A hit.
All right, so you hit both of you hit. Roll damage.
D4, rib bone to the back of the head.
Like yeah, the head. Pretty much.
All right.
D4. Ooh. Improvised weaponry.
D6.
Let's do D6. D6 for that. For the
Doned him.
8, and he goes down on the condition track.
Oh, my. Nice.
Because rogue.
Be 11.
Yeah, y'all hurt them.
Yeah.
They're dead, so they don't really react other than to, go forward with the strike, but then they turn around on y'all.
Yeah, let's do initiative.
22.
Right. Willie?
22.
All right.
19.
28.
Okay.
22.
All right.
13. Wait,
so, Daniel, you go first.
Is the one that I shanked still kind of on the ground back to me, whatever, so I've still got the sneak attack advantage?
No, they turned towards you.
Okay, but they were on the ground, though, right?
They were, like, bent over, like, hunched over, eating.
Okay, cool. But I see still flank Sawbones next to me, though, right?
No. It's got to be adjacent or on the right. On the other side of...
Then I am going to acrobatic around him.
Okay.
And then stab him.
Okay, give me that acrobatics check.
Nat 20.
Nice.
It's total
very
of a 32.
Nice.
32 otherwise.
Yeah, I think you only need a 15 to acrobatics pass someone.
All right.
So, yeah.
So now I'm going to just shank him in the leg until he goes down.
Okay.
Die, motherfucker. Die, motherfucker. Die.
I was just rapping for him because I'm so proud of him.
19 flanked on the one that has already hit.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's right, bitch. 10 damage. And he goes down again.
Yeah, no, he goes down.
So you stab him in the back of the head, and to the rest of the team, they see you slip around behind him, and they just see a rib bone just pierce through the center of his, like, right in between between his eyes. Just bust through. And then he falls down.
I had a bone to pick with that now.
Jesus.
Okay.
We taught him jokes. He knows English jokes.
So, it's you now, right?
My turn?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not Moonstream.
Okay. That's cool.
All right, I'm going to use this bone and smash him in the head with it.
Okay, cool.
That's a critical failure.
Should have taken aim.
Just whiff hard.
Yeah.
No, you aim too high.
Did you guys see that?
Ed, he lunges forward and bites at you. 22?
My reflexes are 23, so suck it.
As your arm goes flying by, like whiffing,
he
takes a
chomps,
chomps at it and misses.
Damn.
And you almost
suck it.
He almost got me.
Suck it.
I go, suck it.
All right. Kale, it's in your D-bag.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to try and kick one of them.
Are you going to jump out of my arms first? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to jump out of his arms.
You're going to try and kick them from in his arms.
While I'm doing the whole shaggy shake in his arms, I'm going to kick one of them.
What is that? Is that like a drug reference?
It's a shaggy shake, yeah.
This is the shaggy shake?
It was a limited release at 7-Eleven.
What?
The shaggy shake.
Only in Colorado, though.
Yeah, only in Colorado.
I thought it was like what you get after coming down off of that good shit. I got the shaggy shake,
legs,
y'all.
Legs. I got the shaggy shake. yeah, I'm going to kick at him.
Or a dance move from the early 90s.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's a 10 to hit.
That's a negative.
Yeah.
That's a whiff. All right, Mark and Obi.
Can I throw Kale at one of them?
I'll allow it.
Yay!
I pick up Kale and I throw it.
Oh, what? Oh.
Yeah. Enjoy the ride.
Oh, my God.
I pick up Kale and I throw it.
Objectifying me.
It's a 16.
The 16?
To hit a fucker.
That's a hit.
Ow!
How much damage is that?
How do we do damage?
I don't even...
D6.
Do a D6.
Yeah, do a D6. Because he's 150.
A D6 plus Kale?
What? A D6 plus my attack.
Nice.
Is that a 6 or a 9?
That's a 6? That's a D6. It can't be a 9. Oh, Jesus.
That's a 13.
Okay. Oh,
13 damage.
Yeah, you launch Kale at the remaining zombie, and he just crushes him.
Yeah, he crushes him, and his head pops off.
Oh, not mine? Okay.
Yeah, your head pops off? It's really weird. No, the zombie's head pops off and kind of rolls, but you can see that it's still...
Oh, creepy.
Still biting.
Did you just force push?
No, I just fool him.
You just threw?
Threw him.
My whole body's a weapon.
Is it a wonderland as well?
Yeah. It's a wonderland as well.
All right. So the zombies are now gone and dead and crushed. Yeah, that head is still snapping.
I'm going to break another rib out of the one I just killed and just stab it.
All right. So you got a coup de grace.
I found my weapon.
Give me a life science check.
17.
With the 17 life science check, you are able to put together that, like, destroying the brain or removing the head will remove the threat. That,
for sure.
Obviously, they're still active, even without a body.
That's just something that's keeping the brain alive.
Nerd.
All right.
Interesting. That's all I'm thinking about this whole time.
No.
Not even paying attention to anything.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, freaked out.
Hey, fucking nerd, did you see what I did?
Obviously, you crushed the body.
Crushing it, man.
I crushed it.
There are, again, two doors on either side of this room if you guys want to go see what's on the other side.
Is there a way to open them?
They just, as you get close, they just...
Proximity.
Okay.
Proximity doors, yeah.
I don't know.
I say let's go right.
I mean, we can do both.
Yeah.
Oh, splitting up the team is never a good
idea. We don't
have
to do that. We can do one first and then the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. But this is a horror film.
Yeah, we got to split up. We have to split
we
up.
We cannot follow that
so,
trope.
Like,
we will not fall into the same pit as every other horror movie.
All right, so you guys go to the one on the right.
Hey, guys, I think we should really split up here.
No.
Me and Chub Rub will go this way.
Come with us all as one group. This is stupid.
No,
nope.
Did you not see the zombies we just passed?
Me and Marky. We go this way.
Yeah.
You fucking nerds go that way.
Shit, I dropped my glasses.
Jump
on them.
Oh, jinkies.
Oh, jinkies.
God. So the whole group is going to go into one side.
When did the Harlem Globetrotters show up?
Jesus, never.
Okay.
You walk into the room on the right, and you see there's like 7 dead bodies of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, my God. No. This is not going to be a fun episode.
They're not getting up.
They even got the substitutes.
You do see 2 blasters.
Dibs on that blaster.
Shotgun, I mean blaster.
And and a sword.
Dibs.
Yes, the rest of this episode. He has to take a weapon with him because all 3 of the guns are going our way.
He needs a weapon.
Just kidding. Here you go, Mark Kenobi.
I grab it.
All right.
Thanks.
I handed it to you the correct way.
And but I do a cool little flippity thing with it where to try to impress you.
Be careful. You might chop your hand off with that thing.
May not feel the same as a lightsaber.
But I don't have my force power, so.
I scoot away from Mark visibly. Yeah.
I would assume you have muscle memory at least.
Roll an attack roll.
Oh, God. You did?
No, I was. No. No,
that's fine.
You're good. You're fine. I don't think that's enough to hit anybody's reflex anyway.
So you don't hit anybody.
So you're good.
All right, so what I say, 2 blaster pistols?
And yes.
All right,
and
so that's all that's in there along with RIP Harlem Globetrotters. All
right, let's check the other side.
All right, so you go into the other one, and there are a couple more blasters in there as well. And it's really about it. It's just like a little armory, but you can see that a lot of stuff has been taken from both rooms. There's a lot of empty,
I'll take a blaster.
If there's more blasters, Caleb could... You had 2, and I could have 1.
All right. So what are you guys doing? You going to leave?
Yep. I'm going to go outside.
Okay.
Chebra will take front.
Okay.
Come
on. All right.
I've got good stealth. I'm actually going to go... I'm going to go out ahead, 20 feet ahead of everybody and sneak out.
Okay.
What?
Give me a perception check. You're good on the stealth check.
Perception's a 16.
Okay. So you get up to that that walkway... And again, you're now at intersection of the corridors and stuff. You look to your left, and again, you see another door, and it's like caved in almost, where it's like something has brought part of that corridor down and is blocking the door. Okay. Since you guys were able to access the map and stuff, you can kind of talk to Willie what's going on. You can see there's a long hallway down with a couple of doors on the right-hand side. There's also a corridor that goes and turns and stuff. You can't see what's on the other side of that, but you can see where it's going.
So it's all just crumpled in. Can I see what did it? Like knowledge?
No. Right? But again, there's just there's fire and smoke coming from there too. Not a big fire, but just some an explosion may have happened right there.
But does it look like something big hit it, or does it look like something blew up?
Just look like something blew up.
Okay.
And you can't tell if it was on purpose or maybe the ship happened to the ship and it happened. But you can just it's just kind of caved in.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe talk to the crew about where you guys want to go next.
Yeah, I'll scoot back and report what I found.
Oh, guys, the door's fucked up over there, caved in. Otherwise, a long hallway. Probably going to get fucked up by some shit, if I had to guess.
Or you can go straight around that corner.
Let's say we go straight.
Yeah, let's go see what's over there. Because I think there's another room over there. Might as well check out all the rooms.
Yep. All right, so you guys walk up to that and around that corner.
But I do the tiptoe creep.
Chad Brub's kind of hunched over with a bone out and the pistol crossed over it, trying to emulate what he saw on the TV.
Mm-hmm. So, again, there's a console there that you guys can use to try to open the door. Whoever's using computer.
I can do use computer.
Right there.
That's
17.
Okay. Cool. I assisted. I did an 18.
All right.
I helped.
Either way, it still passes. You're looking at the logs. You can see how to, you're looking at the computer. You can see how to open the door. There's the door controls and stuff. It too is flashing, it's losing power. But you can also see that there's still access to some more logs, and you can look at those if you want.
I try and check my email.
No internet connection available.
All right. Well, naturally, it's the first thing I do. I'll look at those logs.
All right. Once again, you're going through. You kind of see the same stuff that you guys have seen before. Just a lot of boring old stuff. But there's one that seems to stand out that is actually accessible and has something worth watching. So you
open it up. I double click.
It works best if you right click and then run as administrator.
Yeah. Make sure you open with VLC too, because QuickTime is a piece of shit. So the audio log starts playing, and once again, you see the same doctor there. She says,
day 7 still. Members of our crew are missing. No sign of them either. Like they simply just ejected themselves from the ship, but without taking the escape pods or opening any airlocks.
There's a break. Again, static. And the familiar voice breaks in and says,
fuck. All. Leave. Door. Whatever.
Static. And she reappears. And she doesn't really say anything. You just see her hit the stop recording button. And that's the end of that log. So you guys open the door and move into... It's just a room. You guys open the doors to that room. And it just looks kind of like a... Kind of like a maintenance room. There's a bunch of like mops and buckets and stuff. There's also 4 undead standing there. They all look at you. You guys have not entered the room yet. You guys are just standing at the door, so you...
Close the door. Close the door! Close the door! Close the door!
Close the door.
Okay, give me use computer real quick.
Cool. But someone want a perception real quick to see if anything else in there?
Is there any cost to cleaning or flammable chemicals in there?
Well, give me a perception check real quick before we close the door.
18?
No. Just some mops. Some of those little mousy droids, but they all seem to be turned off and not active.
Did we close the door?
What'd you roll?
28.
Oh, yeah. So right as they start to lunge at you guys, the door slams shut. One of them sticks his arm through. Right as the door crushes it off, and it falls limply to the floor in front of you.
What?
I sniff it to see if it's worth eating.
No. Oh. No. Oh.
Don't eat that. That will get you sick. I heard the arm fall, and I knew.
don't do it! No! All right, so you guys avoid those guys?
He gave me a hand with the door.
All right, so you guys start to kind of creep along this hallway and stuff. I mean, it's still dark. It's the only light that you guys are getting is from the dull, flashing emergency lights. It's still thick with smoke and stuff. There are 2 doors on your right as you guys are walking down. You guys can't. They're like motion activated, so you don't have to like hack anything to open them up.
We just walk in.
You can just walk in and check out those rooms. All right, so you guys enter the first room. The doors slide open. It's very clearly some sort of like barrack room, but like bunks and stuff, like 3 bunks. There are a couple of dead bodies on the floor. They are clearly deceased. They are not going to be getting up. One that is just completely ripped open and guts everywhere, just like he's just been ripped to shreds. There's another one kind of in the corner of the room, slumped up against the wall with a blaster bolt straight in the dome. A mess on the wall behind it where he's slid down. There's a third lying in the bunk, and its head is smashed in. But it's like he was sleeping and someone just smashed his head in. There are a couple of footlockers.
I'm going to go rummage aggressively.
Okay. Yep. You guys find a couple of pair of the Republic kind of standard armor and clothes. There's only about 3 sets. Armor and clothes.
I really wanted a cape for the Ewok.
So who's going to put on some armor?
I'll put on armor.
It's just light armor. So
I'll put on armor.
This is the first time that we've actually seen Sawbones' face.
It's in a while.
It's been a
while.
A long time.
You, yeah.
My nips.
Don't look at me.
He's so insecure. All right. There is also a computer terminal in the other corner of the room. Take a gander.
I kick it.
Whoa.
Kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
My used computer was a 20.
All right. So you can take a look at that. And as always, there's access to the logs. If you
oh,
want
I'm
going to
peruse
the
through them logs.
Watch that log.
So you're at the computer, and you access the logs. You find one that you can play back. And she's there, and she says,
Day 8. I don't know the full report, but it seems like someone may have tampered with the hyperdrive engine. No one's allowed to talk about it, but the captain and all the higher-ups are keeping this pretty hushed up. Something about not wanting to...
And then the static and the voice.
Are on. You. Until. Bad.
And then the static, and she's back again. And she says,
startle the civvies, trying to make their way back home to Coruscant.
Okay.
And you guys are pretty much done in this room. All right, so you guys are going to continue into the next room?
Yes.
So the doors open, and there are two zombies in that room. One of them is only from the waist up, and it's dragging its entrails towards you.
So it's just, like, crawling.
Yeah. And the other one is, like, up against the wall, and it starts to lunge towards you guys. Give me initiative. All right, Kale?
26.
Ready? Chubb, give it 24. To me.
32.
Shit. All right.
Jesus.
27.
First up is Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim, use Deadeye, and shoot that zombie in the face. Now that I got a pistol. 22.
That's a hit.
Which one are you firing on? The one that's lunging at you guys or the one that's dragging itself at you guys?
Lunging.
Okay.
It's 20.
20 damage?
On the lunging zombie.
Solid hit. This one seems to be a little bit more hardy than the rest that you've faced so far. He's still coming at you.
Yeah, you catch it like in the cheek, and it takes off like the cheek and part of the side of its face.
Oh, nice.
Mm. All right, Jared, your turn.
Jared's up.
Oh, power attack on that big beast.
The one that you just took off part of his face?
Yeah. All right. That's our 28.
Oh, that's a hit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do just a straight run at his face like this.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, 24.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, you spear it straight through the face, and it just sort of like
dangles
off of your sword.
Yeah. It all forward momentum stops and just goes limp.
I give him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I might
be sick again.
Kale, your turn.
Did you drink too much last night? Is that what you're throwing up?
I drank too much Bacta.
Just down.
Swallowed some
in your mouth.
Yeah, you're not supposed to swallow.
Yeah, I've got a belly full of Bacta. I'm gonna go ahead and curb stomp.
Oh, nice one!
You have a pistol.
I'm gonna pistol stomp. That's a 26.
Are you gonna shoot two pistols or one pistol?
I'm gonna shoot two pistols. So
okay.
I'll roll for the second pistol. That one is also 24 with the minus 5.
Nice. Yeah, still a hit.
That was. Yeah.
So 15 on the first one.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh.
It's whatever. Oh. It's
18.
Yeah.
8. So. Yeah, the first one takes off part of its skull, revealing the brain. The second shot just fries that boy. That brain sizzles up.
Disgusting.
All right. So again, you guys are in another like bunk. There's a couple more footlockers and another console in the room.
Check them footlockies.
You guys find another couple of sets of armor and stuff, so everyone should have enough to armor themselves up.
Checking the console. We're all going to crowd around it with popcorn and...
Yep. All right. Just give me a used computer.
24.
You guys access the logs. You find the working log, and you see the doctor, and she's standing there. And she looks a little more haggard. She looks tired. She says,
"Day 8, tensions are running really high right now. Everyone knows something is up, and it's nearing a boiling point. I'm starting to wonder if the..."
Static, and the voice returns.
"You. Drugs. In. You. Trip."
And there's static. She continues,
"Missing person from the medbay has something to do with this."
And then that log ends. As you guys near that that little intersection right there, give me a perception check, whoever's in the lead.
24.
You smell a lot of what smells like some sort of gas, and you see sparks, and you know that something, there's about to be an explosion.
Guys, I smell like a gas. Something's going to explode.
Knowledge mechanics.
Stop, drop, and roll.
28 on the mechanics.
Let's go.
All right, so with the 28, you can see that there's clearly like gas just into the hallway, and you can see the sparks going. You have just moments to react.
Shoot it.
Can I get like right here?
You gonna jump and take me down, bodyguard style?
I'm gonna tuck and roll.
All right, give me an acrobatics check.
Yes.
21.
You dive, and as you dive into the cockpit or the bridge of the ship, there's a large explosion. Who's behind you, Kale?
Yeah.
B, would you mind rolling me some, like, explosive damage?
Oh, sure. No.
I didn't have another choice.
Oh. 22.
22 points of damage.
Gosh.
Ed's going to take half
two
that.
Shy of max damage.
Sawbone takes half that as he rolls.
So I take 12?
11?
And I take 11? Full 22.
Is my fur okay?
I went down on the condition track.
Yeah. That blasts Kale back into you guys. It's just a quick explosion of the gas going up. If only your friend had told everyone to get down.
Instead of dodging it for himself.
I didn't know. When I imagine an explosion.
Like, guys, there's great loot in here.
You must have sent a loot box.
PUBG references.
Yeah, well, I loot that apartment faster than any of you motherfuckers. <did too. laughs>
That's no fucking joke.
It's true. Addiction. So the smoke and stuff clears. It was just a quick burst of flame and stuff. You caught the brunt?
All right.
He got the blunt of the damage.
Oh, it burns so good on my face.
You kind of get blown back into them. You don't go prone, but like because they all kind of just catch you because they're all behind you. Sawbone is kind of laying on the ground where he did a tuck and roll, and the explosion still kind of, when he came out of the roll, it was like, whoa, and pushed him
into the door.
So now you're.
Sorry, Kale. I didn't know it was going to.
A beautiful body.
Hey, how about sorry, everybody?
You didn't get hurt.
You could have said get down.
I told you there was going to be an explosion and no one offered a solution.
Did you?
Yeah, no. I said there's going to be an explosion and no one said anything. Literally, I said, I smell gas. There's going to be an explosion and none of you offered an option.
No,
so
I didn't do anything.
Eat
so
a bag
still,
of dicks.
I still ate it.
So Sawbone is laying like face down and he starts to push himself up. Give me a perception check.
33.
All right. You're pushing yourself up, and again, this room is just covered in gore. There is blood and guts and body parts everywhere. As you start to push yourself up, you're just coated now in blood and stuff. And you look over to the right, and you see three zombies. One at that doorway as it kind of starts to shamble in. Yeah, a little bit farther up, like right there. Starts shambling because of the loud noise. The two, they're both, one has the head of somebody in his hands and has just cracked the skull open and it's just eating the brains out of it. The other one is standing and it's looking at you and it has like a hand hanging out of its mouth. You can see the fingers and it's just gnawing on it slowly. Start to make their way towards you. The one in the door starts to lumber in. The one that's just drops the body starts to stand up. They're starting to make their way at you.
All right, I get on the comms and I go, everybody get in here. I need help. There's three zombies.
Guess what you don't have.
Oh, I yell really loud. I go, hey, everybody get in here. There's three zombies. I'm fucked.
He's got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all good.
He should be fine.
Thanks for not caring. If I die... Give Willie all my stuff.
I run in.
Okay.
I'll run in.
Well, I guess I'll run in too.
Yeah.
All right. Ross, are you going to follow them in?
No, I'm going to move out of the way so everybody else can.
For sure. So he's going to stay in the hallway. All right.
Stay by where the explosion was.
What's that?
Chad Rubb is going to reach up and nut tap Willie Rowe as he walks by. Go through the hallway.
You're awful.
Roll for initiative, please.
Gil?
18.
27.
27.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Mark?
20.
All right, jump up first.
I'm going to take aim, use dead eye, and shoot one in the face.
Wait, you can't do that. You don't have those traits.
I do.
When did you get dead eye in...
right here, bitch.
Oh!
Aim, use dead eye, hit dead in the heart.
No.
Which one are you shooting?
The closest one.
Okay, sure.
16? No, 17, sorry. Deadeye. Or taking aim.
Yeah, it's a hit.
15 points of damage.
You blast him in the face. And he goes down hard.
And it's Sawbone.
Sawbone.
Okay.
Gotta say it.
You have to tell us what you're doing.
You have to say it.
What are you doing? In?
I'll let you keep that roll, but I need to know what you're doing.
Let me just shoot him.
Okay. All right, then you don't get any bonuses for taking aim and using Deadeye.
Do it. Do it.
Deadeye's a good, it's a good feat.
I guess I'll take aim and use Deadeye.
Damn yes. Straight he will.
Yes.
There's a 20.
A 20 is a hit.
15.
It's meant to be.
15 damage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dude is toasted.
All right, so there's just the one left that was left lurking in through the door.
What you gonna do?
Just follow me. Go with me. okay. I'm gonna try to use a force thrust.
Can't use the force.
I know.
That's
get it. Like, my character would forget because it's impulse.
Yeah, sure. So you try. You fling him out. You just throw your hand out. And then you throw your hand out again. And then what do you actually do?
Oh, I still get to go? Well, that doesn't work. So I take my sword out.
Okay.
Swing at him. 22.
That's a hit.
Oh, shit.
You have to throw your dice at him. Jesus
God,
Christ.
Yeah, jeez. Retaliation.
Right at me.
It's a 19 damage.
Oh, nice. This one is a little bit more sturdy than the other two. So you took a nice chunk out of him,
yeah.
But he's still coming forward.
You slice at him. You come down right at his neck, and it kind of comes down here, and now his head is it's still attached, but there's like a huge cut where it went through, so it's almost like part of his torso is starting to split a little bit, and you can see his insides.
That was a split decision.
An ooze coming out of his body.
I vomit.
Next up is Kale.
All right, so as I wipe my mouth, I'm going to go ahead and shoot that last dude.
Do it to it.
That's 19, sorry, with the minus 5, because I'm dual wielding.
19?
19 to shoot.
That's
one.
A hit.
Ooh, the other one is a 13.
It's actually a hit.
Wow. Okay. That's 14.
For the first one?
Mm-hmm. 14 damage.
Okay. All right, the first one did the trick. The second one was just for good luck.
So you catch him in the face, and he goes down too. There is a console in this room as well. Obviously, it's the bridge. There's a couple of them, but there's one that is flickering with power.
Let's check that console.
Let's do it.
I got a 28.
All right. So you access the computer. You can see now that there's a hallway right behind you guys with an elevator that will reach the docking bay, or whatever you want to call that. Give me a check, another computer check, to activate the lift, the turbo lift.
29.
All right, that does it. So you turn that back on, you restore power to that. You hear a rumbling as it comes up, and you hear like the elevator ding as it reaches your floor. With your check before, you also notice that there are some logs on this computer as well.
Ooh.
She appears. Again, she looks even worse than she did before. She looks even more tired. Her hair is a mess. She's not wearing her, like, doctor's lab coat anymore. She says,
"It's day 9. Last night was crazy. The passengers and some of the crew started to demand answers, and were about to start a riot when the captain ordered a curfew and had everyone that wasn't a soldier or part of his ship's crew back into their rooms for the rest of the night. I was able to get my buddy Ranson to give me some details of what's going on. He says,
and the static, and that familiar voice one more time says,
"Guys, we're here, all your."
The static, and she returns.
"Someone has clearly been tampering with the ship's primary systems. Comms are out, the hyperdrive, etc. They spent most of the night looking over every inch of the ship trying to find the missing passenger. The weirdest part, even though it's near late morning, galactic time anyways, some of the teams haven't reported in yet."
And the comm stop. Or her log stops. So now you guys can make your way to your ship, down to the docking bay where you know your ship is. You guys come down the elevator, you're at this long hallway. And it's kind of exactly like what you've seen before. There's smoke, and there's parts, the lights are flickering and sparking, and there's the flashing red lights. The siren kind of does the whoop, whoop, is a lot louder down here. As you guys start to make your way down the hall, you're stepping over just bodies. A lot of them, again, with blaster marks to the head. Literally, trying to step over as best you can. There's times where you're clearly stepping on people and definitely their remains.
I'm terrified. I gotta climb over them with my whole body and, like, no.
As you get closer to the door, you're definitely having to climb over mounds of bodies. There's just so many of them. You kind of get close to the door, and you can see another terminal. This door has also been sealed off, so you're going to have to use computer to open that door.
Done. 16.
Nope.
I assisted and had an 18.
Okay. We're going to flop that and say you did it, and he assisted you, and you guys are able to find the commands to unseal the door. There are also some audio logs available.
I'm definitely listening to those audio.
I checked my email.
Still no internet connection?
Internet.
It's really bothering me. Really bothering me.
The doctor shows up. She, again, just somehow looks worse than she did before. Now her clothes are torn.
You said this was an audio log.
Sorry, video log. Okay. I mean, they're all video logs. Okay. Sorry. she looks worse than before. So the video log starts, and you can see her, and somehow she looks worse than she did before. Her clothes are tattered and covered in blood and gore, and she looks... You know how, like, when firemen come out of, like, a building they've been in, how they just are covered in soot and ash and just from the flames? Like, she has that look about her. Her hair is crazy. She looks panicked, and she just says,
"Oh, God. Oh, God, the missing teams. They returned, but they weren't them. They were... oh, God, I just don't know. They were dead, but alive, and just vicious. Nothing will kill them. Not even blasters. Just nothing will stop them. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. They're somehow turning everyone into whatever dark magic bullshit this is. Oh, God, please help us. Oh, God, someone... Oh, fuck, they're at the door. Oh, God."
And then the voice cuts in. And the static, and you hear,
"Doing. Just. And. Come. Having."
And the static, and it returns to her, and you can't see her. All you see are the dead ripping her body apart as she screams.
I'm going to have some nightmares after seeing that.
You're all standing there kind of like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck, after watching that and obviously everything else you guys have experienced so far, you guys know your ship is on the other side of the door. You have the controls to open it. You guys pop the door open. It slides open. Some of the bodies that are piled there kind of just slump down into the room. And you guys make your way into this docking area where your ship is. And you see it in front of you. The hangar. Thank you. The end of the hangar where you see your ship is right there in front of you. There's bodies everywhere. There's people with blasters, like, all dead. And you see about 5 zombies sporadically around the room, around your ship, eating the dead and stuff. But then you see, kind of floating, meditating, is a person in black robes with pale skin. That's cracks all over his skin. Yeah, it's just his skin just looks just pale and gross and... He has stringy, long, black hair that just looks nasty and gross. It's kind of slicked back that kind of falls to his shoulders. And he's there. He's meditating. And as the bodies fall into the room, his eyes snap open. And he smiles. And he raises his hands up to the side. You see more bodies start to rise up, and now there's 3 more zombies get up, so there's 8 zombies in the room now. There's 3 that are clearly looking at you, and the others are starting to snap their attention also up to you, but they're still kneeling down, eating and stuff. Let's roll for initiative.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Roll initiative. Oh my god.
18.
Kyo?
10.
Chubrub?
26.
So 1,010.
Sawbone?
27.
Mark?
16.
What was that? What was that?
One more again?
16.
It was a 16.
Better than a 10.
Better than a 10. Master anything?
Sucker.
All right.
First up is Sawbone.
Sawbins.
So where's the ship in relation to them?
It's kind of behind him. Before you guys start this fight, he like floats back down to the ground. He still holding his hands out. Is just like, "Do you not know who I am?"
No.
I am the last of the Sith. My name is Darth Chaos, and I'm here to fuck the Republic.
Hey, we don't have force powers?
I don't have any beef with you.
Yeah, we just want to get on the ship and leave.
Yeah.
Fuck the Republic, yo.
Same side.
Samesies.
Sure, whatever you're into, I'm into.
Sure, I'm just kidding.
Sweet, later!
He just, still just like, no survivors. We're taking this ship back to Coruscant.
All right, and with that, the combat begins.
All right, first up is Sawbone.
I'm going to take Amy's Deadeye and shoot that Sith right in the face.
The Sith right in the... Like, so you're going to take Amy's
Deadeye? Yeah, I'm going to take Amy's Deadeye and shoot him in the face.
Shoot him in the face.
20.
That's a miss.
What?
Next.
He just laughs as the bolt just goes flying by. He just kind of waves his hand and just goes...
Next up is Chubrub.
Shoot, take aim and shoot him.
Okay. Sure.
I don't really have anything else to do.
Has to be above a 20.
No. 14.
No. Next up is
Zombie here.
Zombie, he is gonna run up on you, Kale.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. And then he's gonna try and bite you. He goes to bite at you.
Yeah.
But misses. Woo, so his jaws clamp shut right in front of your face.
Ah.
All right.
You have lovely bicuspids.
Next up is the Sith dude. He's going to pull back his robes and wave his hand over his belt and pull three lightsabers from his belt. All three ignite and are red.
Well, now you're just showing off, asshole.
Slowly rotating around him.
Okay.
Next up is Willy.
All right. I'm going to use Know Your Enemy.
Okay.
16.
Nope.
So I'll just assault Gambit, Sawbone, and this zombie.
29.
Yeah, you get it. Make your shot.
35. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is a hit.
17.
Damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shoot him right in the head, and the bolt goes through his face and out the back.
So, Know Your Enemy is a swift action.
Okay.
I don't think it says that you can only do it once per turn. Can I try it again?
Sure.
Or is a 21?
No. Next up is...
Jeremy.
Mark, yeah, it's Mark Kenobi.
I'm going to walk towards...
Which guy?
This guy.
Okay, thank you.
But as I do, I turn and look at the Sith and just ask him, hey, can I borrow one of those lightsabers?
Hell no.
Okay. I'm going to do a power attack.
Okay.
24.
That's a hit.
That's my money.
It's 18 damage.
Dancing.
18 damage. The green lightsaber wielding pointy Jedi.
Uh-huh.
They're just a little bit bigger. And
they're like the guy we fought earlier?
So, yeah, you slash him for a good chunk, but he's still standing. Let's see. Next up is Baldhead behind the one I use for Igneous. Yeah. He's going to move up on Mark. And he is going to bite at you. He missed you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Ross, the closest to you, moves up on Ed. And he's gonna bite at you, Ed. That's a miss.
So he comes in close and starts chomping close to your face.
And then move the Wookiee up. So he's on him.
He's on him.
All right, he's going to take a bite at you, Chubrub.
Motherfucker.
And he's going to miss. Green lightsaber Jedi, move him up four closer. Jared, get ready to block.
God. Whirlwind attack or something.
Never mind, he missed. Yeah. Back around to Sawbone.
I'm going to shoot the guy right in front of me in the face. I'm taking aim and do it as well. He's done.
Zombie?
Yeah.
For sure.
20.
That's a hit.
18 damage.
18 damage. Which one are you shooting?
The one right in front of me.
Yeah. The one that's attacking you?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, with this guy being so close, you just put your gun up against his head, pull the trigger, and he's dead.
Yeah. All that's left are, like, the bottom jaw, and everything else has just exploded. And you can see, like, the tongue kind of move around a couple of times in the jaw, and then it falls back.
Straight back.
Don't lose your head.
All right, next up is Chubrub.
I'm going to acrobatics between this dude's legs. 28 to acrobatics.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm going to just put my gun into his butt and pull the trigger.
Fire upwards.
So up through his butt?
Yeah.
Up.
Just put it just through his bang.
Butt. Okay. Roll
or
that.
Blasters
roll that
and
attack.
Pew. All right. Sneak attack.
I feel good.
On his butt. Screw you, buddy. That's well over a 30.
Well over a 30?
On the
that's a successful attack. Wookie.
15, and he goes down one on the condition track.
Oh, nice.
Because sneak attackies.
Solid damage.
Riggy-tiggy, sneaky attacky.
Next up is Willie.
I'm going to try again.
Okay.
To know him.
Trying to get to know your enemy.
Yeah.
Do it to it.
I don't know. If I don't know him by now, I might never know him.
May never know him.
32.
Yeah, you know your enemy.
Yay.
What does it do for
what
you?
What is his weakness?
I get to know one of, or two of any of these different things. So I'd like to know his reflex defense and his use the force check bonus.
His reflex defense is 27.
Whew.
His use the force check is a 22.
Neat.
God damn!
All right.
Do the thing.
The assault gambit?
Assault gambit thing.
I'm going to do it with Jer and the big guy in front of him.
Oh, okay. What am I doing? Assault gambit?
Yes!
Yeah. You get to.
I can do this now.
Initiative check.
Roll a good initiative check.
Okay. It's an 18.
Yeah. You win.
Roll a 1. Have you pulled your sword out yet?
He's holding it, yeah.
Okay. You drop it.
Indeed.
Whoops.
Not beans.
Mark, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can I pick up my sword?
I think that's a tax of opportunity.
Tax of opportunity, yeah.
Well,
I pick up my sword.
Okay.
Please miss all of them.
One of them got you.
No, he didn't. I blocked.
No, you're picking your sword up.
Yeah, you're in mid-sword pickup.
So did he slash him or did he bite him?
What?
Did he slash
him? He bit him, took a nice bite on your shoulder.
Oh, no.
The one with the horns.
Okay.
6 damage.
I sure hope Willie can treat injury on that ship.
And now that you have your weapon.
Okay, I'll attack.
Okay.
Not too much.
72.
Just got a little flesh wound.
Okay, well, here we go on an attack roll. 29?
Yeah, man.
Okay. 24 to the big dude.
24 damage. How'd you swing at him?
I swung at him nuts up.
Nuts up? Okay. Yeah, you...
Tip-to-toe.
you slice him open, and your blade comes out the top of his dome, and he falls backwards.
I look at you guys and say, hey, who wants a banana split? Huh? Because it's a banana. Because he peel.
you guys know.
Okay.
Forgot about the Sith. Oh, well. He can go now, maintaining his lightsabers.
Yeah.
Spinning around him. That one back there, closer to you, Ross, is going to move up 4 closer to Chubrub.
There it is.
Okay, he misses you.
I don't miss him.
The big guy on you, Ed, he's going to take a bite at you. And he misses. Jer, give me a block.
Use the force check, minus 5. 21 for the use the force check.
Yeah.
To block him?
To block.
Yeah, actually, that's not enough.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. He bites you.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry.
It's bullshit.
The dice don't lie, my friend.
This time he gets you in the forearm.
You're dead.
It's 3 damage this time. Jesus. All right, sorry, Caleb. Go ahead. Do
okay.
your thing.
I'm going to do a single attack, and I'm going to use collateral damage. Ooh. Because that allows me on a successful roll to hit somebody 2 spaces away for half of whatever the damage was.
Nice.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to use... Oh, do we have force points?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
21 to hit.
That's cool. A hit.
Okay, cool. So that's 14. So 14 damage to that first dude, 7 damage to the dude next to him.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great hit. The first one is a little staggered. Not dead. Neither of them are dead yet.
Okay.
I mean, they are dead, but
they are dead.
Re-dead.
Yeah.
Do I know that headshots kill him? Yeah,
we know that.
Okay, so I was definitely aiming at the head.
Okay. And then I missed you the first go-around.
Yeah, you want me to do it?
So go ahead and take another turn real quick.
This one is going to be... just a regular dual attack, so I'll have my 17 for the first one.
That's a hit.
21 for that second one. For the
second
shot.
Also a hit.
Cool.
Who are you shooting at?
Same guy?
I'm going to shoot at the same guy.
Okay.
12 damage for the first one.
The first one?
That's 12 for the other one.
Nice. Okay, so the first one, you shoot him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down. The second one you fire hits the dude behind him.
Nice.
So he takes that damage.
Nice.
Green lightsaber dude's turn. He's going to move up and take his buddy's place. Still nothing. And then the other guy will also bite at Mark and Obi, and that's also a miss. So we're back to Sawbone.
Yep. I'm going to take aim, use dead eye, and shoot the guy in front of me, like between me and Chub Rub.
Yeah.
18.
So yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
21.
21 damage? Yikes. You ever seen that movie Face Off?
Who hasn't?
It's like that. It's like that. His face, it's off.
Oh.
Hey-o. I could eat a peach for hours.
Next up is Chub Rub.
Can I try an acrobatics past the lightsabers?
No, they're like really close.
All right.
Around.
I mean,
them.
You can always try.
Is my force still suppressed? Like I can't feel it at all. Mm-hmm. All right. Then
fuck that guy after your life.
Yeah, I'm gonna acrobatics behind the guy behind me.
Okay.
Just spinning all over the place.
24.
Nice one.
Slapped. I'm gonna put. I'm gonna be directly behind him. All right, and then I'm just gonna shoot him in the back of the face. So, otherwise known as the head.
Cool.
18.
That's a hit.
16.
Damage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's toast. The back of his face is officially gone.
And so is his face.
And so, yeah, so is the front
face.
Yeah,
we just took both of them out.
Or
yeah,
just his
just
face.
Fucking him around. The front face. All right.
Next up is Willie.
Assault Gambit, Jeremy, okay. And the. The guy to his right.
Okay, that's success. Roll the attack.
Roll the attack. Get another nat 20.
Fuck yeah.
That's a 26.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh.
How much damage was that?
26.
Damn. Yeah. How'd you come at him?
From this, I didn't even look at him. I just swung from the to the side.
Okay. Yeah. You chop like the top half of his head off,
and it kind of goes spinning to the ground and like slides. Just goes.
Ooh, like Kill Bill whenever she gets the top of her head chopped.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I just like look that. Over. I look over at Kale, and I just wink.
Wink. Nice swoon.
And it falls to its knees and then just falls forward. Its brains splattering on the floor.
All right, now is where you should have gone.
Okay.
Sorry.
Cool.
You can acrobatics.
I was about
you
to say,
can try an acrobatics,
acrobatics
check.
Over...
Got
to
hit a 15.
Okay.
You have a high acrobatics.
Oh, shit.
What would you roll?
17.
17? Yeah, that is successful to acrobatics.
Behind him.
All right.
Move it. I'll move over there. Can I shoot at old crack skin?
Yeah, if you want, you can try it.
Yeah, I might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
That's a 17.
For the first one?
For the first one.
His reflex defense is a 27.
Yeah.
Next up is the last zombie there. He's going to attack Mark and Obi.
No, he won't.
No, he won't.
No, he won't.
And then it is the Sith's turn. He will put two of the lightsabers back on his belt and one in his hand.
Oh, boy.
And just sort of ending that force power. And then he is going to call forth a force storm.
Neat.
Centered on Mark and Obi. So we'll center it on Mark and Obi. That'll hit
the three of us.
The three of y'all. All of you take 7 damage.
Cool. Okay.
So it's back to Sabon.
Is there a zombie?
One zombie left, but you can't get a shot on him. Both Mark and Obi and Willy Rowe are in the way.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to shoot the Sith guy.
Shoot him.
Darth Chaos.
What's your attack?
Take a Muse Dead Eye, shoot Darth Chaos right in the head.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Mm.
35.
That's a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit, because you already know his reflex.
Yeah, you already know. That's a fucking hit.
20 damage.
20 damage. Yeah, and that actually hits him. That ends his force storm.
You also, when he gets shot, not only does it disrupt the force storm, you guys feel the force, the two of you. Suddenly, you feel it like rush inside.
My ears just perk straight up.
You feel it just flood your system, and all of a sudden, like, you guys are once again connected with the force.
Hey, you're welcome.
Y'all are juiced.
yeah, my ears perk up as soon as I feel the force, and I just start chittering wildly and try and force grip his ass. 28.
How much do I have to beat it by to turn it back on you?
By 5 or more.
5?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. He turns your force grip back on you.
Oh, motherfucker!
Take 19 damage.
That's actually the first time I've taken damage this game.
Oh, nice. Willy.
Sawbone. Try the thing. Do the assault gambit.
We're
going to
assault gambit.
And Dark Grass.
What'd you roll?
24.
Yeah, you beat me.
30.
Solid. He does not successfully block it.
So that's 19 damage.
Nice. Good shit.
And he didn't keep the grip going on me, right?
Nope. That ends the grip. Shit. Next up is Mark.
Yeah, I will draw closer.
Yeah. That's a 27. He rebukes you and turns it on you, draws you closer, and hits you with his lightsaber.
Can you block?
You can try. It's 29.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Hit you for 60 damage.
You did.
No, it's only 12.
Dead.
You fucked up.
No one comes to your funeral.
But you did, in fact, fuck up.
Hey, so is his lightsaber still spinning? Just
no. He ended that and is now holding a lightsaber. Kale, it's your turn.
It's my turn. I guess I didn't do too well. Yeah, this guy's still up. This zombie in the corner. This undead dead person in the corner. So I'm just going to go pop him. He's not facing me right now.
He is not facing
you.
So
I'm going to shoot him twice in the back.
Okay. Oh, that guy? Oh, shit. Yeah, no, he ain't looking at you.
Yeah, so I'm that's a 22.
That's a hit.
That's good. That's a 17.
Still a hit.
Okay. So I'm popping twice.
Pop, pop.
9.
That looks better.
18 damage.
Yeah. Wow. That first one staggers him. But that second one, plink, straight to the dome. He just sort of ragdolls and hits the dirt.
I go over to him, I pick him up, and I pull off his face, and I'm like, look, it was Mr. Wilkerson the whole time.
Oh, good God. next up is old boy Jeremy. He gonna hit you with that force lightning.
Force lightning.
Yeah, attack of opportunity for you.
30.
Is that a hit?
That hits.
That'd be...
It's 26.
26.
But then he is about to hit you with that lightning. You take 31 damage. Next up is Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim, use Deadeye, and shoot Old Dirt Fart right in the face.
Old Dirt Fart.
Old Dirt old Fart. Darth
That's Hale's not dirt my name.
Hey, Old Dirt Fart. I'm shooting.
Nat 20.
Hey. Oh, Nat 20.
Natural 20.
Okay.
Double damage.
Roll that damage.
47 damage.
47? Holy shit. He's still alive, but he is... You just fucked his world
since,
up.
Since he goes down and I hit him in the head, where at in the head? Like, I aim for his head, so it fucked him up.
Good. Okay. Yeah, so you you catch him, like, kind of, like, right in the eye area.
Like the Carl, like a Carl?
Yeah, you Carled him.
Carled his ass.
Carled his ass.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh.
So you took his eye straight up, just and part of his cheek and his ear.
God. Okay,
Brendan just was not prepared for that amount of damage.
Yeah, that was a lot.
All right. I am going to move object on him.
Zombies? You start throwing okay. dead zombies?
No, I'm just going to grab him and fling him into the ceiling as hard as I can and then let him drop. Nice. Force point. 34.
That actually doesn't beat his will defense.
Really?
Versus use the force, he gets a bonus.
Oh, okay. No, that's a reflex.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's down one on the condition
he's down
track.
One. Also, I'm hitting him against his reflex. My
it's
will. Oh, no, that's right, because I'm targeting
it's will,
him. Yeah.
But, yeah, that minus one means his will is a 33.
Oh, fuck him up.
So you do fuck his world up.
8d6, baby.
All right, and it's a hanger, so it's pretty tall.
It's pretty tall, so you can just throw him up and up and up and up and up and up and up.
How much extra damage will he take for landing?
That's I would say over, it's about 100 feet up. It's a hangar, so it's a whole large ship, so.
Oh, that's
what did you get off of just hitting him into the ceiling?
30.
And so, yeah, you hit it, you fling him straight up into the air. He hits the ceiling, and then he comes crashing back down into the floor in just a bloody heap.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep. He's just goo now. There's a splat mark on the ceiling, too.
And he's just... He leaking.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
He's dead. I'm going to just go start taking bites.
Oh, God.
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten. I don't know how long it's been since
I've
eaten.
Tainted meat.
And he pissed me off.
Yeah. You take a couple bites, and it's very sour and tainted. It's just... It doesn't... It's not good. Yeah. All right.
Hey, I helped kill him.
So you guys can now get back on your ship. Do you guys want to talk about the logs?
Yeah, what did they say? What's the decryption artist?
Yeah, so you guys get back on the ship, and Willie's like...
Oh, yeah, those logs that we found, uh-huh. I think I figured out that they say something.
What'd they say?
Like, all together, I think it was, what the fuck are you guys? Are you all on drugs? We're going to leave you in here, lock the door until you all... Come down from whatever bad trip you're having.
Oh.
So he reads that to you, and you guys, your visions all start to blur. Everything kind of goes white, and you hear that over and over again. It's like repeating in your heads, and all of a sudden the voice starts to become clearer and clearer. What the fuck are you guys doing? Are you all on drugs? We're just going to leave you in here and lock the door until you all come down from this whatever bad trip you're having. And then you guys just feel like you're in this white space for a bit. And finally, everything starts to clear up. And you find yourselves all inside of Willie's room. And y'all have fucked it up. you all are out of your clothes normally. But you have other clothes on that you've put on.
Like Willie's clothes. Like
Chubrub has like Sawbones underwear on his head. people are wearing socks on their hands. pants. You've like ripped a pair of pants and you have them over your arms. Like a shirt.
Top hat, like,
You guys, like, there's bantha butter everywhere. There's, like, all the various meats that Chub Rub keeps with them, like, all over the place. You guys are holding, like, a banana as a pistol. You guys are just, like, you're all there, and you're kind of like, what the fuck? And you could, like, hear the comm, like, beeping, and it's like...
Are you guys still playing zombie in there? What the fuck are you guys doing? Like, what the fuck is happening in there?
What?
Yeah, it's like you guys were tripping some hard balls. Let's listen. Before we were able to usher all of you into Willie Rose's room and kind of lock you in there, we were able to get like a sample of some of the stuff around the ship and stuff. And y'all can blame Chubra for this. This is definitely his fault.
What the fuck did I do?
Well, okay. You know how you've been, like, sneaking Rodian meat into their food occasionally? Traces of tainted Rodian meat in all of your dinners?
How dare you poison me? I saved your life multiple times.
Yeah. Shit. My bad.
Yeah, here's the thing about Rodians. I don't know if you guys know this. As their meat and stuff spoils, it becomes incredibly toxic. You guys are lucky you ingested all that you did. And I'm sure Chop Rub didn't mean to. He may not have known. But you guys have been having one fucking hell of a trip.
Where is my spray bottle? Where is my spray bottle?
You gotta admit that was funny,
I'm
right?
I'm never eating anything Chub Rub gives me.
I grab the banana and I look at Chub Rub. Banana!
Split!
Banana!
Oh. Split!
Oh, damn. Now that is funny.
That seems like a good place to end that. So then the credits run, and then we come back later, and it's just Willie sitting in his room.
So upset that his
like his mattress is up against the wall. His encyclopedias are all over the place.
Yeah, of course.
What is Willie Rowe doing sitting in his room? Nothing's broken. It's all easy to fix.
Just sitting there.
I run to the door and say, "We're all getting in my blow up jacuzzi. Come on, Willie. You'll float too.
Oh god.
You'll float too. Come on! And I leave.